L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. It is another day of judgment for Alec Murdaugh as he's accepted a plea deal. We're going to take you now to the South Carolina courthouse where that sentencing is taking place, as well as victim impact statements. They'll be read or stated directly to Alec Murdaugh from those that had been wronged by him due to his financial crimes against them. Let's go there right now.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Roger.
Okay. Maybe Mr. Murdaugh. Murdaugh. Continuing on the case of State v. Alec Murdaugh, Mr. Waters.
Thank you, Your Honor, and may it please the court.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor is aware, of course, that
as we showed up for a pretrial hearing for a trial that would be going this week for the set of financial crimes as it related to the Satterfields. Ultimately, the parties agreed to a plea agreement to resolve the various financial crimes against Mr. Murdoch in return for a negotiated sentence of 27 years in prison, that being 85% time that would have to be served before the possibility of any release. And obviously, those are independent of the two existing life without parole sentences currently Mr. Murdoch is serving for the murders of his wife and son. At that time, because that plea negotiation developed during the course of pretrial hearings, we deferred final acceptance of that negotiated plea until here today so that all the victims could be properly notified and be present and address the court if they so desired. And we have notified all the financial victims of the various indictments against Alec, and those who wanted to attend are either here or their representatives are here, and will address the court at the appropriate time. But, Your Honor, I think it's important because we ultimately did the factual basis sort of on the fly, and I did go into great detail. But I said at that time that I wanted to spend a little bit more time sort of laying the table, setting the table, and putting a little bit more meat on the bones since we are here post-Thanksgiving about the nature of the schemes that Alec Murdoch conducted. And I will kind of walk through those to not only reset the plea agreement, but also to provide, Your Honor, some of the paperwork so you can see how this scheme ultimately went down. One things I would say again is that this is a negotiated plea, and as Your Honor is well aware, what that means is, of course, is that Your Honor, after hearing everything, of course, will, and that includes hearing from the defense and the victims, would either accept the 27 years or reject it, depending on, obviously, Your Honor's view of all that information. But, Your Honor, to begin with this whole morass, again, I think the easiest way for me to walk back through it would be to go in chronological order and to, again, talk about not only the counts that are being pled to and what's being pled to, but also kind of remind Your Honor of the facts. And I do have some exhibits that I'm going to hand up to Your Honor as we move through this, and I've, of course, already provided copies to the defense.
Prior to proceeding, Mr. Harpootlian, do you have any introductory comments?
Your Honor, only to note that at a juncture after Mr. Waters finishes, we're going to hear from the victims, and I'm told this morning some of the lawyers. My concern is that the Victims' Bill of Rights guarantees the victims the ability to make a presentation. I have no problem with that whatsoever. There's going to be, I'm sure, extensive comments by them. But I'm concerned from what I read in social media about some of the lawyers making comments today. Some of them are express anger against me and Mr. Griffin and Mr. Murdaugh. Some of them are nakedly using this as an infomercial to sell coffee cups or t-shirts or bobbleheads in an effort to maximize their economic return on this process. I would ask the court either to have the victim speak or the attorneys, but not both. And if the attorneys do speak, they address their comments to you and not to us, and their comments should exhibit the demeanor of this courtroom, not some sort of marketing ploy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Harpootlian. And certainly we will maintain the civility and proper decorum of the court. The parties are entitled, victims are entitled to representation, and the lawyers can speak on the victim's behalf. Addressing the court and not addressing counsel. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. And again, just to kind of set the table, we all know through this entire process, through the murder trial, through my comments from the initial proceeding we had at this plea, of the power and the influence and the family legacy that was exercised, that was so important to Alec Murdoch, and the trust that his family name and that law license on the wall had in that community and in the state in its entirety. And it was, and with the staff at the firm and with the people at the bank. And there were so many individuals that were trusting of Alec Murdoch, and that is how this decade-long scheme was able to take place. And ultimately, we had people who came to Mr. Murdoch for help, people that he told he was going to help, and in many instances, there was significant funds that Mr. Murdoch paid to those individuals. But that was how the scheme usually worked. It was a sleight of hand. It was where he was handing them a check and had their focus on that, that he was able to steal money from them behind their back. It was the fact that he used things like Palmetto State Bank and what we've called the fake forge on these disbursement sheets and told his staff to fill those out. And then those go to the finance office at the firm and it looks legitimate. And your average staff member who is going to never question a powerful senior partner, but these look like legitimate expenditures. And so that was that trust, that power, that influence, that was the only way that these schemes were able to take place. And throughout this investigation, Your Honor, and this ultimately, when we first got involved, the state grand jury first got involved, it was late August of 2021, and I described it before as leading to a whirlwind state grand jury investigation because the side of the road happened not long after that. And we realized that we needed to devote a lot of resources to figuring out what's going on here, because something certainly was rotten there and we needed to explore it. And that's one of the things that, along with investigating the murders, that we focused on. And I want to say this, I'm obviously standing here as a representative of the Attorney General's Office of Attorney General Alan Wilson, and obviously Attorney General Wilson, I'm standing here in his shoes. He's obviously been heavily involved in this case as well. You saw him at the murder trial, and we've come to this result for a lot of reasons, and the reasons are, and the main reason is that, first of all, we have these admissions from Alec Murdoch that he committed all these crimes. We're able to detail those for Your Honor and frankly for the world, because it's important that the South Carolina judicial system have accountability for those that abuse it, and it's important that we explore the manner in which it was done in some detail so we can see how easy it was for power and influence and trust to be used to steal millions of dollars for years and years. Obviously, as we began that state grand jury investigation with our partners at SLED, and I have a number of SLED agents that worked so hard on this case and on the murder case that are sitting out there that were instrumental as we started to develop this case, and worked so very hard. But I want to say this as well, is that as we started to go through this morass of documents and financial documents and bank statements and checks. And again, I have a lot of the state grand jury staff sitting here. I've mentioned my co-counsel, Johnny James, and our forensic accountant, Carson Burney, a couple of times, who are also very instrumental in those early days and going through those. And we worked very hard. But I do have to say that we received a lot of cooperation through that process from the very early days, from the first grand jury testimony back in October and November of 2021. We received a lot of cooperation from the firm formerly known as PMPED. They had provided their staff members, their financial people who had done a lot of review themselves. The lawyers in the firm had done a lot of review, and they were able to provide us some of those documents that started this investigation, that gave us breadcrumbs that we were able to follow. And so they've been cooperative throughout that process. Similarly, Palmetto State Bank. Your Honor's, of course, aware that that we've indicted Russell Lafitte, who has yet to be tried and therefore is presumed innocent until found guilty. But the bank, who was also in many respects, in those early schemes, conversion of those Palmetto State Bank checks was how this scheme took place. And the bank similarly has been very cooperative in doing its own investigation, but also in providing access to documents and providing access to bank staff, and some of whom you saw testify at the financial trial and at the federal trial of Mr. Lafitte. So those entities have been cooperative to us through this process, but ultimately, and I described this before, but I think it needs saying again, that you know, we can talk about what the lawyers did and the Attorney General's staff did and the state grand jury did and SLED did and our other law enforcement partners did and what the firm did and the bank did as we tried to put together and be able to tell this long story of how this man was able to steal for so long from the system. But as I described before, the other people that were so crucial to that were the actual clients, the victims, and their representatives. And I described before, Your Honor, in having, in particularly in those very early days, having to sit down with those victims as we were getting started and starting to put together some of those first cases and having to look them to the eye and say, I need your help to tell your story. I need your help. We can't make change. We can't expose what's happened unless you tell your story. And I described it before, there was a palpable fear, particularly among those early victims, in coming forward because of the power, because of the influence, because of the belief that no one would ever do anything about what had been going on. And I told them that we would see this through to its conclusion, that we would be committed to it. And again, to a man or a woman, those individuals that I sat at a conference table much like this, looked them in the eye, and they ultimately agreed to come forward knowing full well their name would be out there, and they came forward knowing full well that they would have to go testify in front of the state grand jury, and they knew full well that they would have to testify. And that, Your Honor, again, was true courage, because I heard over and over again, Mr. Waters, again, you don't understand. I have to live there. You don't understand who you're messing with. But they still came forward, and that really was crucial to development of all of these financial crimes, which ultimately not only exposed this long-standing scheme of how a lawyer can abuse the system, but really put in context everything else that happened through the course of Alec Murdoch's life. Your Honor, I have what's been marked now as State's Exhibit 1 that I will hand up, and this is just a timeline of how the financial crimes developed throughout the course of this scheme. And as I described before, and again, I'm going to try to walk through this as quickly as I can, but the first thing that we had was that Alec ran into some financial trouble in 2008-2009. We all know the recession happened. And after that, he had a number of early large recoveries. And it caused his partners and people around him, because the legitimate fees from those cases were so extensive, to believe that he ultimately had righted the ship. And he did take those legitimate fees, but he was also borrowing so much money, and he then started to steal from those large recoveries. And Your Honor, the first one that is part of the state grand jury cases is Natasha Thomas and Hakeem Pinkney. And Your Honor, there was a catastrophic accident there. It left Hakeem a quadriplegic. He ultimately passed away. And Mr. Murdoch came to the hospital to offer to represent them. One of the things that he had done was had Russell Lafitte at Palmetto State Bank appointed as a conservator. And that became crucial to this particular scheme. And ultimately, when those recoveries came in, and they were quite extensive, he was able to steal some of those. And the next exhibit I have, Your Honor, that I would hand up. And Your Honor, I would ask, not that first one, but this exhibit, we've redacted account numbers from it, but there is extensive financial information in there. And we would ask that these exhibits, which I think are important for Your Honor to see, but that they remain under seal this time, just because they do have financial information in them.
All of them?
Or just not the first one?
No objection. All
right, I'm going to hand up this exhibit right there. And Your Honor, this is
the exhibit as it relates to Hakeem Pinckney. And what you see on that first page and on the second page is really the hard work that was done in this case. Because it's one thing to determine that a check went from where it was supposed to be and somehow ended up in Alec Murdoch's world. But it was another thing to figure out exactly how that money was spent and how that money was dispersed. And ultimately, you can see here on that page that when Alec Murdoch, and this would be on December 20th, 2011, stole the $309,581.46, that when we looked and traced how that money was spent, a large portion of it went to go to pay back a personal loan from Charles Lafitte to pay his father, to pay the Hannah Plyler conservatorship, which is another conservatorship that Alec Murdoch had set up in a case that he had where he had Russell Lafitte named as the conservator. And then ultimately he started to have, and Russell started to lend money from that conservatorship to Alec to keep Alec afloat, to keep him afloat on those many loans that he had with Palmetto State Bank that Russell Lafitte had given him. There's another conservatorship, Malik Williams, that substantial monies went to. But Your Honor, if you flip over to the last page of that exhibit, you'll see a disbursement sheet right here. And these are very indicative of how easy it was ultimately to steal. These disbursement sheets have the recovery amount at the top. They have the various sources, the insurance companies in there. And then they have the legal fees, which tended to be anywhere from 33 to 40% of, in this instance, a very, very large recovery. Costs and expenses, and loans and medical bills. And then down at the bottom, there's just a simple thing that says disbursement to client, and it has Palmetto State Bank, $309,581.46. And based on those disbursement sheets that Alec Murdoch would cause his staff to prepare, then the finance office at the firm would have those checks cut, as they were told to do by this man right there. And once he had that check cut to Palmetto State Bank, he would take it to Russell Lafitte at the bank, and then Russell, having a check in his hand, made out to Palmetto State Bank, would then convert that money to Alec's benefit in the manner in which he said. And in many instances, it was to pay back loans that Russell Lafitte had either given Alec Murdoch to keep him afloat from the Plyler conservatorship or from other actual bank loans, to the point where Alec had gotten so much in hock to Russell Lafitte that Russell Lafitte was in hock to Alec Murdoch. And many instances, these loans, particularly early on, were used to stop Alec Murdoch's financial situation from falling apart and from all of those loans going into default, much less the fact of being exposed that Mr. Lafitte and Alec together had been loaning themselves money from a conservatorship meant for the benefit of two minor girls.
Did you say in hock or?
In hock, H-O-C-K.
In hock.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your Honor, the first one, that being the Hakeem Pinckney, that is Alec is pleading to a representative count for each victim. But that was 2022 GS-4702, count one, breach of trust, 10,000 or more, and he's agreed to a 10-year penalty for that particular one. Your Honor, the next one that I'll hand up deals with Natasha Thomas. And this is stage three for purposes of this proceeding. And this one again, Your Honor, she was in the same particular accident, and there were two different thefts that were taken in this particular one. One of them was on December 20th, 2011, and that was for $325,000. Again, Mr. Murdoch had Russell Lafitte appointed as conservator for Natasha Thomas, who was a minor at the time. And if we look on the last page of this exhibit, we will see an amount down at the bottom. There's disbursements to clients, and you see the various disbursements that are going out. But the last one says Natasha Thomas, Palmetto State Bank, for $325,000. And again, the staff does as they're told by Mr. Murdoch, and they cut that check from the trust account for $325,000 made out to Palmetto State Bank, and Alec Murdoch is then able to convert that money and actually converts all $325,000 of it to pay back a loan from his father. Your Honor, that is 2022 GS-4701, count one, to which he's pleading guilty related to Natasha Thomas. That's breach of trust, $10,000 or more, and he's agreed to a 10-year sentence on that one. Your Honor, also in this particular exhibit, we have that a, and this was very typical, that a lien was held back to pay off, in this instance, Medicaid. And it was very common for plaintiff's lawyers, this is very common, very accepted, and very usual, to hold back, give initial disbursements to clients, but then hold back monies to pay off medical liens and other liens that need to come out of that recovery. And it's very common, again, for them to then negotiate with those medical providers or whoever else, and then, if they can, get them to accept something less than the full amount. So if they can get them to accept 70%, then what they're supposed to do is then return that additional money to their client. Hey, great news, I'm a great lawyer. I managed to settle those liens for less, and here's an additional amount of money on top of what I've already given you that you weren't expecting. But what we found, of course, was that that became a very easy delta that would allow them, would allow Alec Murdoch to steal funds. And ultimately, we see that second theft from amounts that involved Natasha Thomas. Ultimately did pay some liens, but instead of returning that money to Natasha Thomas, as Alec Murdoch was supposed to do, instead he had another check cut to Palmetto State Bank and made out to Palmetto State Bank, took it to Russell Lafitte, and had that money converted for his own personal use, and pretty much had it converted to cash, and ultimately had it converted to cash, including $9,000 cash, which is obviously a very interesting number in that it's meant to stay under that $10,000 threshold. Your Honor, I mentioned before that he had had Russell Lafitte appointed as a conservator, and they had been borrowing money from a different conservatorship. Russell had been loaning money to Alec Murdoch from that conservatorship. Russell Lafitte had been loaning money to himself from that conservatorship, and that money needed to be paid back. And so ultimately, I'm going to hand out what's been marked as States 5. And ultimately, he had yet another huge recovery, and that involved the case of Arthur Badger, whose family was in a catastrophic accident, severely injured his children, killed his wife. And Mr. Murdoch told him the case would only be worth a certain amount, and during the course of this, and this was very common, Mr. Badger had to get money to pay loans, he had to pay his bills, and what we found in this particular case was that Mr. Murdoch ultimately settled globally a lot of these claims and had the civil defense lawyers there allocate the money in a certain way so that he could ultimately hand a very large check to Mr. Badger, more in line with what he was expecting him to receive. But he structured so much of the money going into Arthur Badger's sort of part of the ledger that he was able to steal $1.325 million from that particular claim. And if you look at that first page, you'll see the tracing exhibit from the state grand jury and all the work that was done there. But you can see, for example, in one instance, he paid off a credit card balance that he had with this money over $150,000. He used this money also to pay back the conservatorship that I previously mentioned, that he was getting money loaned to him by Russell Lafitte for over $482,000. And those are just some of the expenditures that we see on this particular theft. The other thing is, that's very interesting, is you'll see at the very back, you'll see an email, and this is from Russell Lafitte to Alec Murdoch, And he says, Ellick, can you get Jeannie, who is the CFO at the law firm, to recut the check as follows? And then you can see some amounts that are down below there that were cut that way. And they were cut that way so that it could break up that money, and then that money could be used to give the illusion of regular payments, to really to fuse out a huge amount, like $1.325 million, in order that slowly, over a period of time, Ellick could convert that money, and again, in large measure, to pay back loans that had come to him from that prior conservatorship. And again, throughout that, there were a number of loans that were cut to Palmetto State Bank, and they were essentially cut in a manner that Russell Lafitte had Ellick cut them that way, and then they were ultimately stolen all the way from February of 2013 through May of 2014. And so ultimately, it was a very involved scheme because it was such a large amount. They had to cut it up. They had to make it look like it was coming at different times from different sources. And that is how, over the course of that long period of time, Ellick was able to steal that money through use of Palmetto State Bank. Your Honor, this is 2022 GS-4703, count one. To which Ellick is pleading to breach of trust over $10,000 and has agreed to a 10-year sentence. Next one I'll hand up to Your Honor, State's Exhibit 6. And this individual was Dion Martin. And Dion Martin was in a head-on collision with a drunk driver in 2012. He was on life support for a number of weeks, and a month after he was released, Ellick Murdoch called him and said, I'm going to help you, I'm going to represent you, and ultimately ended up settling the case without talking to him. Ultimately covered up the paper so he couldn't really see what he was getting. But ultimately, like all of these, still gave Dion Martin very, very sizable funds. But if we look at this particular one, ultimately he was able to steal on October 7th, 2015, $338,056.14. And if you look on the back page of that exhibit, you can see that there's a disbursement there. It says disbursement to Forge, and it has that very amount on there. And again, this is where we see the scheme start to change a little bit. After the Badger theft and how much detail had to be engaged in with those checks to Palmetto State Bank, with Russell Lafitte sending emails asking Ellick to cut it up different ways, to have that money dispersed in different manners, that got to be very, very difficult. So what Ellick Murdoch changed his scheme, and what he did was he went to Bank of America and again opened up a account in the name of Richard Alexander Murdoch, doing business as Forge, and ultimately was able to get those checks cut to what we call the fake Forge. And again, the staff didn't question it because the legitimate Forge Consulting, which also was very cooperative throughout this case in providing information, was a company that served as a consultant providing services and linking plaintiffs to annuities where they could structure their settlements where they would get regular payments. And so when he could get that money, make out Forge, all he had to do was get on a disbursement sheet, the word Forge, get a trust account check cut from the firm trust account made out to Forge, and then take it down to Bank of America and deposit it and convert it from there. Your Honor, that was the first theft from Mr. Dion Martin, and I'm going to return back to him in a minute, but one of the things that we see paid off from that theft of $338,000 was a $169,000 balance on a credit card. Your Honor, the next one, and I'm going in chronological order, is Johnny Bush, and I'm going to hand out what's been marked as State's Exhibit 8. And I'm going to come back to Dion Martin in a minute, but this particular one was on June 9th, 2016, and Mr. Murdoch is pleading guilty here for 2021 GS-4736, count 2, to computer crime, and he's agreeing to a 5-year sentence. And in this particular instance, Mr. Bush was a long-time friend of Mr. Murdoch. He was in a car accident. He trusted Alexander Murdoch. He mentioned that over and over again because Mr. Murdoch referred to him as a brother. And anyway, he ultimately, Mr. Murdoch settled the case without talking to Mr. Bush. And Mr. Bush signed the documents because, like he said, he trusted him. And ultimately, Mr. Murdoch was able to get him to sign a disbursement sheet that had on it a disbursement to Forge for $95,000. And you can see that on the last page of this particular exhibit. And ultimately, again, that was in June of 2016 that he was able to steal that money from Mr. Bush. You want to the next one? This is Exhibit 9. And Your Honor, this particular one would be in August 11th, 2016. This is 2021 GS-4731, Count 1, to which Mr. Murdoch is pleading to breach of trust $10,000 or more and agreeing to a 10-year sentence for that particular crime. And in this particular instance, again, he had a case where there were disbursements, but he had a lien put on the disbursement sheet. The lien just said the word Forge for $70,000. And ultimately, again, he was able to take that $75,000, deposit it into his fake Forge account, and then convert it to his own use. And a lot of that was cash. A lot of that was payment to employees that he had, payment on credit cards that he had, including a payment to own a credit card of over $21,000. Next one, I'll hand up, Your Honor, State's Exhibit 10. And this one is the case involving Jamie and Risher. And in this particular instance, Mr. Murdoch is pleading to 2021 GS-4737, Count 1, breach of trust, $10,000 or more, to which he's agreed to a 10-year sentence. And in this instance, he had been in a wreck. His family, Mr. Risher's family, had a long connection with the Murdochs, he was injured. He had a younger sister was killed. And he, because of Mr. Murdoch's name, because of the long family association, trusted Mr. Murdoch and went to him for help. And ultimately, Mr. Murdoch again was able to get him to sign a disbursement. Actually, in this particular instance, if you look at the last page, you see that there is no signature on there for Mr. Risher. It just has Mr. Murdoch's signature, but it has on there a disbursement to Forge for $90,000. And in many instances, that's what would happen. Sometimes Mr. Murdoch would get the clients to sign these disbursements, and they didn't realize that those disbursements were on there that he was going to steal. Other times, the records would reflect a disbursement that was never signed by the client. But ultimately, Mr. Murdoch gets, based on this disbursement sheet, the staff to conduct, to cut a check from the trust account for $90,000 made out to Forge. He's then able to take that money, put it in his fake Forge account, and convert it to his personal use. On top of that, Mr. Murdoch also misappropriated $5,504.94 in case expenses, which he billed to Austin Aviation for a trip to New York, a private plane service, limo service, and meals that ultimately he was able to bill to Mr. Risher as if they were legitimate case expenses for this case, when instead that was a personal trip for Mr. Murdoch, a luxury trip, which he then billed to a client and stole that money. All right, we're going back now to Mr. Martin. I'm gonna hand up State's Exhibit 7. I mentioned D.I. Martin before, and now we've moved to October 11th, 2016. He had already stolen, as I said before, over $338,000 from Mr. Martin over a year earlier. But now he's back, and in this instance, he gets a check cut from fake Forge made out for $45,000. And again, this had been part of money that was held in trust, supposedly to satisfy liens, but Mr. Murdoch was able to then convert that money since it remained in the trust account And on October 11th, 2016, again, he converted that $45,000. But very interesting, Your Honor, if you look on the last page of this one related to Dion Martin on the disbursement sheet, you will see that at the top it says, under the recovery amounts, it has structured for annuity directly to Michael Gunn and has $500,000. That's a phantom recovery. That doesn't exist. He just put that number on there, and by doing so was essentially able to generate on his books $200,000 of attorney's fees. That's a phantom. It's a phantom, but it's credited him on his books. So ultimately the firm was victimized in this regard, because he, and in the end, it works out to about $185,000 in extra year-end bonus that went to him because of that phantom recovery that was on there. Going to the next matter. Hand up states 11. And we're back to the Pinckney matter that I mentioned before, that catastrophic wreck. In that particular case, Mr. Murdoch represented Hakeem Pinckney. He had his friend Corey Fleming representing Hakeem's mother, Pamela Pinckney. Because she was driving, they were allied, but she still had to be named as a defendant. And ultimately, there remained in Corey Fleming's trust account $89,133.44. And even though the disbursements had happened in that case years and years before, even though Mr. Fleming had had a lot of direct contact with Mrs. P during the course of that and had disbursed money to her, had direct communication with her all the time, in this particular instance, without calling her, Corey Fleming and Alec Murdoch got together, and Corey Fleming had a check cut from the MKF, the Moss Kuhn and Fleming Trust account, for that amount. Didn't call Ms. P and say, oh, by the way, there's $89,000 belonging to you. Instead, he sent that to Alec Murdoch at the trust account, and then Alec Murdoch, once it's in the PMPED trust account, if you look on the last page, you'll see that he gets a disbursement sheet cut. There is no signature for any client or anything like that, but gets that check cut for $89,133.44, made out to Forge, puts that in his fake Forge account, and ultimately converts that to his personal use. And one of the things that we see on this one that's interesting, we have a $23,000 and change payment to a credit card that he used with the stolen money. We also see over $20,000 of money that he took to a check cashing service to turn into cash. Your Honor, that particular one, again, was accounted for in 2022 GS-4702, count three, to which I previously mentioned, to which he was pleading and agreed to a 10-year sentence. Your Honor, the next one is on May 16th, 2017, and this was the first check of what we call the double dip. And this is the one where Mr. Murdoch is pled pursuant to Alford for stealing the repayment of the firm from the firm of money loaned by his brother Randy. And ultimately he pled under Alford to 2022 GS-4723 count three to money laundering $100,000 or more, to which he's agreed to a 20-year sentence. I think it's very interesting though that we look at the date that first double debt check goes in, and it's May 16th, 2017, which is the same day that also we have the check cut from the PMPED trust account check for Ms. P's money for the $89,000. Those both occurred on May 16th, 2017, and ultimately were converted for his personal use. Handing up the next exhibit is Exhibit 12. And the victim in this particular case is Randy Draughty. And again, Mr. Draughty was in a slip and fall accident. He trusted Mr. Murdoch because, from what he heard, Mr. Murdoch had a good reputation. Ultimately, Mr. Draughty felt like he needed more medical treatment, but he couldn't afford it. And never, he did receive some disbursement, but years and years and years go by. And ultimately, in this particular one, We see here a check, and this was money that was held to pay for a potential medical bill that remained in Mr. Murdoch's trust account for years and years, but ultimately he had $9,569.30 on October 3rd, 2017, cut to fake forge, and then converted that money to his own use, including money to cash, to the check cashing services, and other expenditures. And ultimately, it appears that this money, again, was withheld in liens. It stayed there for a long period of time. And I'm sure at some point, someone came to Mr. Murdoch and was like, why is this money still here? And so even though it was still less than $10,000, Mr. Murdoch ultimately converted that to his own use. And to that, he is pleading to 2021 GS-4732, count one, breach of trust, $2,000 to $10,000, and agreeing to a five-year sentence. Next exhibit, Your Honor, State's Exhibit 13. And this involves Jordan Jenks. And Mr. Jenks is here present in the courtroom today. Mr. Jenks knew the Murdochs well and considered him a friend, and ultimately said that Mr. Murdoch pushed him to settle the case for an amount that he thought was less than what he was expecting. And he also knew that there was money that had been withheld in trust if the insurance company ever came and claimed it, was what he was told, Mr. Jenks was told by Alec Murdoch. And he also knew that Murdoch was busy first with the boat accident and then with the murders and didn't want to bother him. And if we look at this particular exhibit, there was, if we look on the disbursement page, the first one, and this is three pages from the back, Your Honor, there was $150,000 in liens that were withheld for Blue Choice Health Plan. But instead of satisfying those liens, instead of doing right by his friend, Mr. Murdoch instead cut one disbursement for $65,000 and another disbursement for $85,000 from that $150,000 that he had withheld and had those made out to fake, to forge and deposited into his fake forge account. And then ultimately converted all of that to his own personal use. And you can see on the first page, the tracing exhibit, how he converted that to his personal use. Your Honor, for that particular one, he's pleading to 2021 GS-4735, count five, to forgery for a 10-year sentence.
With regard to these various exhibits, including number 13, the disbursements to C.E. Smith, Eddie Smith, can you explain those?
Yeah, there were a lot of monies, as Your Honor has heard about, that were dispersed through Curtis Eddie Smith. And ultimately, and I'll get to that particular count, but he's pled to a conspiracy count involving the amount of money that had gone through that Mr. Murdoch ultimately from converted funds then had cut to Eddie Smith. And those monies were ultimately converted for narcotics and other purposes. You could see, though, that Mr. Murdoch would often have those checks cut to Eddie Smith using different names. There would be, and that's why you can see on the tracing exhibit, you can see that there's different mechanisms or different names in which that's listed. There's C.E. Smith, sometimes it would be Eddie Smith, sometimes it would be Curtis Smith. There were a myriad of different ways that Mr. Murdoch would have those checks cut. Sometimes they would refer to work that was being done, that was not being done. Sometimes they would refer to auto purchases that were not happening. But ultimately, that was one of the ways in which Mr. Murdoch was able to convert the cash that he was stealing to his own use was through routing checks through Curtis Eddie Smith.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabay Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.